With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Karen Jamas reports on Russian glide bombs targeting Ukraine's front line.
Ukraine's president has appealed to the West to relax targeting limits for Ukraine into Russia as Russian glide bombs hammer the Ukrainian front line. In an online post, President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia had dropped more than 800 glide bombs into Ukraine in the past week alone. Zelensky said Ukraine needed to be able to strike more military targets inside Russia to stop the attacks on Ukraine's front line. Glide bombs are heavy Soviet-era bombs fitted with precision guidance systems and launched from aircraft flying out of range of air defenses. The bombs weigh more than a ton and blast targets to smithereens, leaving a huge crater. I'm Karen Chamas.
Party leaders are wondering what to do about President Biden and whether he could be convinced to step down. President Biden's family has used a Sunday gathering at Camp David to urge him to stay in the race and keep fighting, despite his dreadful debate to performance. Some family members criticized the way Biden's staff prepared him for the face-off. Also at SRNnews.com, Hurricane Beryl is closing in on the southeastern Caribbean after strengthening into what experts call an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. And government officials are pleading with people to take shelter. The storm is expected to make landfall in the Windward Islands this morning. Its top sustained winds were clocked late last night at 130 miles per hour, moving west at 20 miles per hour. As temperatures reach triple digits in Metro Phoenix, heat illness is especially deadly for people who live outside under the broiling desert sun. Homeless people accounted for nearly half of the 645 people who died last year from heat-related causes in Arizona's Maricopa County. A Phoenix Health non-care profit group has begun a new program this year, providing intravenous saline drips to dehydrated homeless people. This is SRN News. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The prominent atheist organization is pressuring the Bartlett, Tennessee Police Department to paint over a Bible verse on display inside headquarters. Underneath an American flag on one wall are inscribed the words, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." The foundation claims that the verse is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A lawsuit might be coming if the police don't give in. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down a Montana law that defines sex as only male or female, finding that it was technically unconstitutional. District Court Judge Shane Venata ruled the statute, passed last year, violated the state constitution because the description of the legislation didn't clearly state its purpose. Transgender plaintiffs challenged the law because they said it denies legal recognition and protections to people who are gender nonconforming. This is SRN News. A true hero in the Mile High City.
The parade last year to honor the 2023 NBA champion Denver Nuggets was a day Police Sergeant Justin Dodge will never forget. The SWAT team supervisor was providing security along the parade route when the fire truck carrying several players ran over his left foot. Dodge was rushed to the hospital where doctors had to amputate his leg just below the knee. But that hasn't stopped him one bit. Justin Dodge has returned to duty. He also makes it his mission now to inspire others, making appearances and reaching out to those less fortunate. Jason Walker reporting.
Simone Biles is heading back to the Olympics. The gymnastics star clinched an automatic spot on the five-woman U.S. team by breezing to victory at the Olympic trials. Biles posted a two-day total of 117.225 in what was essentially a tune-up before the games. This is SRN News.